Welcome back. Rosie on the House, where we're visiting with Ms. Carol DeCosmo, founder and director of the Arizona Farm and Ranch Experience and the Arizona Farm and Ranch Hall of Fame. So we're kind of talking through this Hall of Fame project you've got going on. And what I think is really interesting, Carol, is what the criteria is for nominating. So people bring nominees to you based on what?
Well, it's up to them, because they come from outside. We put a nomination form, and they have to be a farming, ranching, an educator, or someone who supports agriculture. This year we selected Ben Butler, who was a vet back in the 40s and 50s here in Arizona. And, you can't get along without a vet. And his name kept coming up, and finally I realized that he was the father of somebody I went to high school with. But you have to, that's how it's, we don't make, we, that's the criteria. You have to be in farming, ranching, and we have the special contributions to agriculture for bankers or people who support ginning companies. And I choose seven people for the selection committee, two farmers, two ranchers, two people from outside the business, so we have an unbiased look at it, and then someone from that's been selected from a prior year or a member of their family. So we kind of get a nice mixed bag. And sometimes the selections go really easy, and sometimes there's a lot of conversation in that selection room.
And as you're trying to narrow it down into the finalist, you're looking at contributions they've made to agriculture,
right,
to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of the ranchers and farmers, you think of them as being so busy on their farms and ranches, and they are, but somehow they find time to make contributions to the community as well.
Well, they serve in the legislature. They serve on school boards. They serve on their church's boards. They, do everything.
They're environmentalists.
They're environmentalists.
And this was all done without cell phones for a lot. Look at the stuff they got done.
Or computers. That's right.
Absolutely incredible. And I serve on a board of a group called Wildlife for Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we recognize families throughout the state of Arizona who coordinate and cooperate with state agencies with the land they own to the benefit of wildlife. So we can all have the elk and the deer and the antelope, the javelinas for generations to come.
That's true.
You wouldn't believe how many names you've got in your Hall of Fame that have also landed in our Hall of Fame.
That's true.
It's just real, the real definition of conservationists.
That's true. Pete Brawley in Safford, he builds feeder dams on his ranch so that when the rains, it comes down, it fills up the dam behind that, and then it trickles on down. And that's why he has water for his cattle, and he has water for the deer and the elk and the javelina and whatever else is on the ranch. They're really conservationists. They were doing conservation before conservation was
cool.
Before conservationists were cool. That's true.
A couple of the families that might just jump off the page at you. If I'm just scrolling through the books here, one or two that just.
Well, I think Howard Wirtz down in Coolidge, when he developed his underground watering system, is pretty amazing, because people come from all over the world to look at what he's done. Water was getting thin, and so he was appointed to the CAP board. But while he was doing this, he developed an underground watering system. They widened the rows to 40 inches so the equipment could get down through it. They bury the pipes in the ground, and then they can harvest and everything right there. They saved 50% of the water, and they increased their yield 30%. And he can grow cotton, grain, melons, anything they want to grow that way. And people come to visit him from any one of the countries that have in Africa, the Middle East. Well, not so much the Middle East anymore, but
when did he innovate that? Was that the 70s?
Yeah, no, it was earlier than that.
Was it?
It was after he came back from the war. He went to U of A, and then he, it's called subsurface irrigation. I want to say it was in the 60s he started that.
It's basically what we do around our homes when we go to drip irrigation.
That's true.
Instead of the old flood bubblers. You just deliver the water where it's needed to produce the crop you're working on.
And they don't have to take so much work in the field, because the weeds don't grow where they don't get water.
That's right. The Wirtzes.
The Wirtzes. Howard Wirtz.
When we come back, we have three women in particular we want to highlight and talk about their contribution to Arizona farming and ranching. At Rosie on the House.